27. It's a joy to be here, but trying to follow this morning what we had last night. I don't care where you go, you'll not get any better than what you had last night. God showed up. And if he'll show up this morning, then we can say it's been good. Amen. I'm not here to grind an axe. I'm not here to throw rocks. I'm here to worship. I'm here to see Jesus who went to Calvary and died for me. Brother Ray, I appreciate the spirit of this camp meeting, what it's been for me for over 10 years now of just getting to come and get my soul fed. Last year when I came, I was on the bottom. I just buried my dad in November. Who's my hero? I had to carry my dad out to the silence of the old cemetery, commit him back to the dust from which he came. Had preached for 65 years faithfully, walked with God. So all I'd ever known, my dad was a preacher when I was born. And that's all I ever knew. But I want to tell you, the same God that Dad had is the same God I got today. I'm glad he stood on the throne this morning. He's not lost his power. His love's not diminished. I'm glad he's so whole and divine this morning, friend. If we'll get our eyes on him and get off of us this morning, it'd be amazing what God will do in our hearts and stir our souls. Even this morning, I just want us to look at a verse. I can't read all. I'm going to read through all of these tears I got this morning. I'm just got a thrill in my soul. Amen. I'm glad we're serving a holy God this morning. In Acts chapter 27, Paul's on his way to Rome. And on the ship that they put him on, going, there's a man of God being tried for his faith. They got into a little storm that night, and then they switched ships and got into another and got into a big storm. And so on that journey, we find here in verse number 29 is my text verse. Then fear, lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Let me say this morning, church, as we come together, there are storms in lives. I talk to people weekly. I'm not a pastor now as full time. I'm just filling in for churches and as a looking for pastors. And I'm pastoring a little church over in the county there. But I've never seen folks hurt like they're hurting today. Folks experiencing things like they're experiencing even today. Even pastors are going through things like they've never gone through before. But I want to tell you, whatever storm you're in this morning, we got an able God. Oh, Paul, I'm telling you, this old ship was being tossed and torn and thrown about, drove up and down in that sea. But old Paul got along with God and got praying to God. And old Paul said, there's an angel came down and stood by me, by whom I know and whom I serve. That had to be Jesus, amen. He said, Paul, he said, you tell him just take it easy. Hey, the old ship might be lost, but stay with the ship. He said, there'll not be a man lost. I'm here to tell you this morning, just stay with God. Stay with his work. Stay with the truth. Let me say, first of all, here, they cast four anchors and they wish for the day. What is that, preacher? An anchor will hold you from going back to where you started. Huh? Oh, Paul had come so far, and he was wanting to get to Rome. He had a gospel he wanted to preach. And Paul said, boys, get them anchors out there. We're not going back where we come from. Hey, we're heading on. Let me say this morning, preachers, hey, missionaries, anchor in this morning. Say, by God's grace, we've come too far. Hey, to go back now, amen. I want to tell you, glory to God, Paul's first anchor here that I see that he tells me about. out. It was his prayer life. He got away from them soldiers and from those other prisoners, and he got along with God. Let me say this morning, friend, hey, you need an anchor of prayer, a prayer that'll anchor you, a prayer that'll hold you, a prayer that'll strengthen you. Thank God this morning. Hey, I'm glad we got a God we can get to in the storms of life. My soul, my father, and you apologize that I speak of him. As long as I live, my dad will never die, Brother Ray. Hey, I want to tell you, my dad, I've never done a great ministry for his outreach around the world. My dad is up in the face of them Blue Ridge Mountains and preached in about an 80-mile radius for 65 years. Hey, built churches, won souls to God. I'm telling you, pastored boys sometimes four churches at a time and tried five one time, and he couldn't get it coordinated and had to give one of them up. Through the years when they didn't have many preachers up in them mountains and missionaries. But I want to tell you, thank God, he prayed and he built churches. He won souls to God, and God used him mightily in his ministry. But as a kid boy, my dad taught me to pray. Little tall-headed boy, there's five of us kids. Dad didn't get no pay back then. When Dad went out and preached a meeting, he'd come in with a little side meter, an old rooster under his arm. Maybe 50 cents in his pocket somebody might give him. There wasn't no money back then. It was hard times. But yet there's five of us kids. And mother got sick. And looked like she wasn't going to make it. And the doctors used to come out to the house to doctor. We didn't go to the hospitals back then, Brother Ray. And Dad had two doctors out there that morning. Looked like mama wasn't going to make it. Dad came out of the house crying. Out there in the old pine field, he had an old flinted rock. Seen my daddy go to it a many a time, call on God. Boy, Dad went out, and Dad was crying. I knew there's something wrong. I just a little tow-headed fella. I followed Dad way back behind him. I got up to the cow stall. We had a couple old cows, and I went in that stall. And I could see my dad out through those cracks. My dad got calling on God out there on that old flinty rock. He said, Lord, I got five kids. He said, I need Lorene. But said she's about to die. The doctors don't know if she's going to make it or not. But you're God, and you're the great physician, and you're holy, and you're divine. God, I believe you got power this morning that them doctors ain't got. Lord, I've had to come to this old rock a million times, but I come with my soul today. If you just touch my wife, I sure would appreciate it. Then he said, Lord, been a little tough. And he said, we don't have no groceries in the house. It's going to come supper time after a while, and I ain't got enough to feed these kids. Lorene's sick. Lord, would you just send us in a few groceries to take care of the kids? Well, my daddy poured his heart out. I didn't understand it all. But after a while, Daddy looked back and he said, glory to God. I've just come to worship you. Dad reached up and got an old pine limb and pulled up, Brother Ray, and he held to it. He got pulling on that old pine limb. And my dad's theme song was Amazing Grace. Lord, Daddy got singing Amazing Grace, God all over him, heaven all over his soul. No food in the house. Mama down there in the bed about to die. Two doctors down there with her. Dad coming back from that old flinty rock singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Woo! I'm glad. Glory to God. Dad told me how to pray when I was a little tow-headed boy. He said, son, there's one when you can't get to nobody else. Hey, here Paul was. He was in the storm of his life. Hey, he's on his way to Rome. But thank God he got along with God. And he said, there's an angel visit me. And he said, boys, I got good news for you. Stay in the boat. Amen. Hey, Brother Ray, I'm scared to death, but Lord, I can't handle it. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, he's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in the working business today. And I got news for you. He's not a quitting today either, amen. My daddy come back past the old stable there where I was in. I let him get almost to the house, and I come out that little old stable. Dad set his foot up on the doorstep. This was in 1950. Brother Ray, there's a brand new 1950 Pontiac. Turned in my dad's driveway, and he saw Daddy blow the horn. My dad just stopped there with his foot on the doorstep. That man pulled up in that brand new car. Got out, walked over to my dad, put his arm around him, stuck something in his shirt. He didn't say, how are you to the family? Preacher, we love you, Housley. Never said a word. Turned around, got in that new Pontiac and drove off. He got out of sight. Dad reached in his little pocket there and pulled it out. And this is 1950, two $100 bills. That's like $2,000 today. My daddy shouted. He scared the doctors to death. I think he shook mama up. She got better, amen. He run in the house and shouted and said, Loreen, God's come through again. He said, we got food to go on the table. We got money to pay the doctors. He said, I'm glad we got a God. Hey, he's still on the throne. He knows about us this morning. Hey, Loreen, here's two $100 bills. That's all took care of. Honey, don't worry. There'll be groceries for supper. Woo! That's a God I serve. I ain't going to get through this. I want my dear wife to stand up this morning. Honey, I won't embarrass you, but if you will, just stand up. There's a miracle. There's God's divine power. Is that a little old towhead boy? 8 years ago, Brother Ray, I had to get along with that same God Dad got a hold of. That same God Dad taught me to go to. My wife came down with cancer. And it's your prayers, my soul, how you preachers rallied with us and prayed. But we went back to the doctor in September this past year. And as she went in, the doctor was sitting there going over her report. And when she walked in, he looked up astonished. And he said, looking over your report, I wasn't expecting you to come today. You ain't supposed to be a living. Doctor checked her over, got through Brother Ray, and he said, I don't need to see you for another year. Just a little checkup. Glad the same God came through for my dad. It's the same God has come through for me in my storms. Here's old Paul on his way to Rome. He's in a storm. He's in the battle of his life. But he had a prayer life. He could get a hold of God. Amen. If there's ever been a time that we come to pray and time we get a hold of God. Hey, take out a little church. Take out a little mission before God. Hey, weep over it and cry over it and say, God, I need you to help me. And it'll be amazing what God will do for you. So let me say, there's an anchor this morning that I find in Paul's life. It anchored him in the storm. It was his prayer life. But then, number two, I see here this morning, Paul's second answer, he had a word from God. The angel come and stood by him. He said, Paul, you tell them, boy, stay with the boat. Tell them don't leave. If they do, they'll not be saved. You better stay with it. Old Paul, could you imagine a prisoner with all of them soldiers? And he's already captured in a congregation. He said, I got a word. And he had the word. Now, he ain't come as an angel to me, but he's come through this whole book a many a time. Boy, that's holy. That's powerful. That's dynamite. It's alive. Hey, it's real this morning. had some of this cult stuff going on. They wrote their books, but they've not messed with prophecy. Because if they put one word of prophecy in those books, it don't come true. It distracts their book. It's no veil. But I want to tell you, every prophecy has been wrote in this. He's brought her through this morning. I'm here to tell you, glory to God. I'm glad we got a word this morning, fellas. I tell you, let's just anchor in with a word and say, by God's grace and God's help, hey, I'm just going to preach. Tell the old story of His glory. Just turn over a page or two women, Romans chapter 1. Now here Paul is. He's got to Rome. In verse number 16 of chapter 1. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul got to Rome, Brother Ray. He didn't say, I won't tell you, boys, what a battle we've had to get in here, that old ship. He didn't say that. He didn't get up in glory and say, boys, I had to get before God, and I heard from God, and God didn't save the boat, but He saved us. No, he didn't say that. But when he got to Rome, he said, I've got a gospel that saves. He didn't have a pity party. Oh, he didn't sit down. That's his shin. He is just a glory to get the gospel over at Rome and to preach to that outfit. Hey, fellas, I want to tell you, we got a word from God this morning. If it's ever been a time we ride back on our haunches, that's a good country word, glory to God, and sounded her out. Just preach, hey, the glorious gospel. It's in the days and the hours that we're in. I started the second Sunday in September with a little church over in the country. They're discouraged. I just went over there, Brother Ray, and I've just preached this whole book. And since January, the first Sunday in January, God's heading us in revival. I'm not criticizing the other man. Doctrinally, he was straight, had the truths of the Word of God, but he had it on ice. That's what's wrong with a lot of us today. Amen. He didn't want nobody to say amen, just wanted to hear what he had to say. Brother Ray, they called me, didn't know me. It had to be God. Them folks didn't know me. And me and my wife was out hunting some mulch one day. Pulled up this man's mulch pile, and he said, hey, are you preacher with Sean? And I said, yes, sir. I didn't know him. He said, we're without a preacher. And said, your name come up yesterday. And said, would you be available to help us over to our little church till we can get a preacher? I said, I'm sure God's in it. You know, this ain't no use to deny God. And that weekend they called me and said, we want you to come be our preacher till we can get somebody. Well, I went over there and they had it on ice. But I had me a little program. And on Saturday, God gave me a message from the Word. I went over and delivered it to them, and I declare they sat there like calves are looking at a new gate. Man, I had me a time. I used every bit of that platform. I'm telling you, I sweated. I worked at it like a boy hoeing a corn roll. And they thought, my soul, what have we got? But the first Sunday in January, I got a businessman in that church, and he's worth $2 million. He'd sit back there and he'd roll his eyes at me. But on that Sunday morning, I seen tears come out of that businessman's eyes. I seen him look over at his wife, and she had her napkin up there, and she was trying to dab her eyes. She was afraid to rub them because she'd rub that Maybelline everywhere, you know. God began to work through the Word. Sunday's a week ago. I preached. That millionaire's wife broke from that bench. By the time she got to the altar, her blouse was wet with tears. She fell on that altar and cried out to God. She said, Lord, I want to be a soul winner. I need your power. I got folks that's lost going to hell. You could have heard her out in the parking lot. My wife stood there over her trying to pray. My wife couldn't even pray. Glory to God. She was plugged in. I'm here to tell you this morning, church, this blessed old book ain't lost its power. I'm telling you, God's still on the throne. Hey, he'll work where me and you can't work. Thank God. I'm glad he's holy, he's powerful. Hey, it'll move on the hearts. Hey, how the indifference this morning? Just before we left yesterday, she called my wife. My wife called me and said, I want you to speak to Bud. I told my wife the story. She said, we've run a business and I've let a multitude of souls come through this business. And I ain't been a witness. A preacher, Sundays a week ago, God's done something in my heart. Said, we're thinking about selling our business. Said, we ain't going to sell our business. Said, we're going to mission business. They went and got them some CDs of my message. They got them a bunch of tracks. She said, nobody comes through this store since last week. They ain't got a copy of the Word of God. She said, I got a sister on conviction, preacher. Said, when you get back, said, we're going to have her washed up in prayer. Said, I want you to go over and help win her to God. Said, she got to get right with God. Said, we'll have her covered with prayer by the time you get back. She said, pray for her while you're down there. Hey, pray for that girl. Lord, she's in a mess. She's in a storm of sin. But I'm glad we got a God of deliverance this morning. I'm glad, church, there's an anchor that holds not only a prayer life, but we have an anchor of the Word of God. Anchor in on it this morning, fellas. Teenagers, anchor in on the Word of God this morning. It'll hold you in a time of storms. Time ain't going to permit me to preach all of this. But let me say, thirdly of all, Paul still had his church back at Damascus to lean on. While Paul was in that storm, he said, fellas, let me tell you a story when I was on my way down to Damascus. And when I got down there, I didn't go down there to persecute them. I just went down and joined up with them. I want to tell you, glory to God, I'm a member of a local fundamental Bible-believing church. I ain't ashamed of it this morning. Praise God, Alan Barker's my pastor. Hadn't had one for almost 42 years, but I got me a pastor now. Amen. I'm telling you, my daughter, 47 years old, last year's the first time she'd had a pastor rather than her daddy. And she said, Daddy, I got me a pastor. I said, honey, I got me one too. Same one. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm having a time of my life. 70 years old. Man, ain't supposed to act like I'm acting this morning, but I'm enjoying every minute of it. Some of them over church, I said, you look at me and wondering what I'm doing. I said, I don't play golf. I don't fish. I don't hunt. I ain't got one thing to occupy me rather than preaching the Word of God. Now I said, this is my sport. I said, this is my relaxing time. This is my glory time. And I said, some of you don't understand that. But I said, while I'm up here having me a time, some of you are looking a little sad. Amen. I love the church this morning. I love my pastor. I pastored there 19 years. What a work God did. It wasn't me. Brother Ray, I wasn't capable of handling it. But God did a work. And I was telling my deacons, I said, boys, it's come time now that I'm going to have to step down. And I said, I want y'all to start praying. But I said, we get this last building built, we get through camp meeting, I get the final on this building. I said, I'll be a stepping down as pastor of this church. Just finished our last new building I built there. 2.5 weeks, brother. God let me step down. Let me tell you the story, how God operates a local church. I said, Lord, I want you to send them a preacher. I want you to send them a pastor. We'd been praying that. I knew that hour was coming. Dr. Alan Barker, what a preacher. What a man of God. Been in missions for 10 years. Done a work like nobody else has done. God used that man all over the country and around this world. We supported him. Dr. Barker was sitting on this side, and I was getting ready to turn the service to him. I looked over at him, and I said, Dr. Barker, I want you to come and take the service and just preach to us, share what's on your heart. When that man stood up and stepped out in the aisle, he said, Brother, God said, Brother Wishon, it's time to resign. He's pastor of Northwood Baptist Church. I know you won't believe that. It's hard for you to believe that. But I got my final on my building, and I went back to the deacons, and I said, now, Lord, you told me you're going to have to tell somebody else. Some of them thinks I recommend him, but I didn't. It was God that recommended him. I did go to him the next day, and I said, Brother Barker, I said, it sure was good to have you last night. But I just wanted to come and ask you if you're ready to go back pastoring. No, sir. I'm in missions. And I hadn't thought about pastoring. I said, well, you're going to, but you just don't know about it. He said, Brother Wishon, what in the world are you talking about? He said, you scared me to death. He said, man, I've looked up to you. I've followed you through the years. And I said, Brother Barker, you had no idea. But I've been meeting with my deacons for 2 months. And I said, I'm getting ready to resign Northwood Baptist Church. He said, preacher, you can't. He said, you can't leave that church. I said, I'm leaving in the perfect will of God. I've just come to tell you the story. When you stood up and stepped out in the aisle last night, God told me to step down because you're a preacher. You're going to be the pastor of Northwood Baptist Church. He said, surely not. I said, you better pray. I never said a word to nobody else. I met with my deacons. I told them the Sunday I'd be a stepping down. And I said, boys, I've warned you for over 2 months now, 2.5 months. And I said, I've asked you to pray. And the chairman deacon spoke up and he said, preacher, I was praying about 2 weeks ago. And he said, God put a man on my heart to be pastor of this church. And I said, are you at liberty to tell me who it is? And he said, yes, sir. Dr. Ellen Barker. I met my trustees the next day. And I told the trustees, I said, fellas, I'll be stepping down on a certain Sunday. And I said, I want you to pray. One of the old trustees spoke up and said, I've already been a praying preacher, you told me. And said, God, give me an answer the other day. I said, what are you talking about? He said, God told me who's supposed to be your pastor. And I said, would you tell me who it is? And he said, yes, sir. He told me it's Dr. Alan Barker. The Sunday I stepped down, pastoring that church, before I could get to the rest of you, going down the aisle, 7 people took me by the hand and said, preacher, hate to see you go, but said, you think we could get Alan Barker for our pastor? It's on record, friend. What I'm trying to tell you, God's watching after the church. Sometimes we get ourselves in the way of God in the church. But when we get ourselves away from the, and just let God have his way, it'd be amazing what God would do. We done like all Baptists, we got us a committee. And sent the committee out, and the chairman of the committee got up and said, now church, we're not going to bring everybody in here and confuse you. When we bring a preacher in here for you to hear, he'll be pastor material. And it'll be somebody capable of pastoring this church. If you want to vote on him, you can vote on him. If you don't, we'll look for somebody else. Guess who the first one was that brought in? Brought in Dr. Alan Barker. Preached Sunday morning, Sunday night. When he got through preaching, the church said, we're ready to vote. Sent him back to my office, voted him in. You'll have to go to Yakinville to see what God's doing. It's not Alan Barker. It's a God who's got the power this morning, who's holy and who's on the throne. Sunday is 2 weeks ago, 9 saved in the Sunday morning service. That night, 4 joined the church. This past Sunday, 3 saved. I'm here to tell you, friend, it's God's work, it's God's doing. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Fellas, I want to tell you, stay with the church. Stay with this old book. Stay with your prayer life. But he said, here, and I'll come to a close. And they cast 4 anchors, and they wish for the day. You know what that word means? It means I had hope. Boys, we're anchored in right now, but it's fixing to break day. Day's fixing to dawn. Some of you boys been in your storm, and I'm going to tell you what, praise God, just hold on that little bit of hope you got. The dawn is fixing to break. I'm telling you what, Brother Ray, I get more excited every time I preach glory to God. I'm telling you, 49 years ago on an 11 o'clock Sunday morning service, I put my faith and trust in one I'd never seen. He's never spoke to me, but thank God. I'm glad with my prayer life I've got a hold of Him. I've got to talk to Him. I'm telling you, by faith, I trusted Him. And when I got up from that altar that Sunday morning, I had hope in my soul. I wasn't hoping to get to the house or getting down to the workplace or to the store, thank God. But I had a hope of assuredness. He's coming again, thank God. I'm glad He's on the throne. And brother, as those disciples seen Him go away, and they said, Paul, there was an angel that stood by us also, and said, why stand ye here gazing? The same Jesus, as you see Him go away, He's coming again. There's a hope that'll anchor you this morning. Paul had a prayer life. Paul had a word from God. And Paul had a church, but Paul had a hope. Father, Lord, it's been good this morning. Thank you for just letting us preach these few moments. Thank you for Gateway Baptist Church. But Lord, if there's a preacher, missionary, just a member, whatever might be here this morning, God, I pray they'll find their anchor in Thee. Do Your work now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, Brother Ray.